I'm going to make him a movie he can't review.
You're listening to B-Movies, only on 95 BFM.
Morning, Steve. How are you, Steve?
Good morning. I'm well. I'm still sort of processing the opening night of the New Zealand International Film Festival last night. Te Ara Pākehi's fantastic Muru.
We were all just talking about it. Yeah. I've been enjoying doing the radio this morning, but I have also been at the same time thinking about that film kind of all day. Went to bed thinking about it. Woke up thinking about it. It's pretty incredible filmmaking.
Yeah, it's got a really interesting perspective and really interesting choices in terms of its narrative and, just a fantastic film anchored by a magnificent Cliff Curtis performance.
Cliff Curtis is the absolute goat, and the thing that I really enjoyed was that before the movie started, Cliff Curtis, who was filming something in Italy at the moment, did a little video call in, and it was the most like low-key stoked, like, here I am in front of this beautiful view in Italy, wish I was there with you guys, but I'm in Italy, and everyone in the cinema laughed, which was pretty cute.
Oh, I'm here working in Italy.
And here's the nice view, exactly.
Tough life. Good on you, Cliff.
It is film festival season once again, and sort of been a hot minute because of COVID. We didn't get one here in Tāmaki last year. It's very exciting to see it all kicking back into gear as of last night. And you've got a review for us this morning of a very interesting film that's coming up. What are we talking about, Steve?
Yeah, today we're going to talk about Neptune Frost. And for me, this sort of falls into the film festival category of, it's not one of the kind of nice, friendly glass of red wine Cannes Film Festival selections, which are great to see in the Civic and a really important part of this time of year. But this is the sort of stuff that we really kind of miss out on seeing on the big screen in those years where there isn't an NZIFF, as we've kind of discovered. This is a musical shot and set in Rwanda, made by... co-directed by Saul Williams, who may be a familiar name for his poetry, music, acting, and his filmmaking wife. So they went off to Rwanda with a script and a bunch of music, shot a film there with a local cast and crew, like a 27-day shoot in Rwanda, and came out with an Afrofuturist musical with themes of intersex, anti-colonialism, making you feel guilty about the metals in your cell phone.
Wow.
So it's set in a... it opens in a mine where there's just like shoveling and picking to get metal for your cell phone. It goes into alternate dimensions.
Whoa.
There's costumes made of computer parts. There's multi-dimensional hacking. There's an evil kind of amorphous government entity called the Authority, and there's a relationship at its core which provides I won't give too much away about what actually happens, but all these really interesting elements fused together. Through all of it is this great music that is a mix of kind of droney atmospherics and being a musical, songs that are quite character-led as well.
I was going to say, you've said it's a musical. That might have immediately put off a bunch of people because they might be imagining sort of Singing in the Rain type vibes.
No. This is not Les Mis in Rwanda. This is a very organic feeling and just a really unique feeling film. In a way, you can kind of see some of its DNA as being possibly to be a staged musical, more of a theatrical production. Mm-hmm. And again, we're not talking going down to the Civic and seeing The Lion King, the musical. This would be more of a like basement theatre type buzz.
Got you. Okay, I'm following.
But yeah, the interesting thing about it, one of the many interesting things about it is there's this kind of big visual swings happening with the costuming and some of the set design. The style like sort of technically swings between this is very much a low budget film.
Yep.
And then suddenly it's like, oh, there's more production values in this segment. And then in the middle, there's kind of like a visual tone that was almost reminiscent of like a video installation. Like,
whoa,
it's crafted,
awesome.
But it's
cool.
Not Hollywood, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I like the sound
of
it.
So it kind of moves between these different places. And the story and the music sort of intertwine to make it quite a, movies are supposed to be show and don't tell.
Yeah.
However, that's a very Western approach to narrative. So you've got a situation here where it's actually a lot of it is actually led in dialogue, and the dialogue and the songs, not like, you know, as we've kind of said, a Les Mis, where the songs often to get you from point A to point B.
Yep.
But
and
really,
now
like
we're
this,
going to the barricade. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. But this world is built. The history of it and the experiences of its characters are built as much in the kind of character-led songs as they are from the events we see on screen.
We're getting a few texts from people who are very, very keen on checking this out because they are Saul Williams fans. Hamish said he saw him live once, can never forget it. So I feel like there's, if you know Saul Williams' sort of style as an artist, you probably are already one foot in the door of this. But for people who aren't sort of necessarily familiar with this world, who would you recommend, you know, takes a punt on this movie, Steve?
Yeah, that's a very tough question because this is quite a singular film.
Right.
So, you know, if you feel like this is a film for people that want to take a risk, this is a film for people that like Afrofuturism themes, that want to see some really interesting ideas about gender and science fiction kind of rub up against each other in a really unusual and atypical way. This is a take a risk on a film at the film festival film.
Very exciting. We were just talking about the list that you've got to go to, which is like staggeringly huge, something like 20-something films that you're going to be attempting to get stuck into.
I'm trying to do too many in a week, but that's
Steve,
fine.
Steve, Godspeed. When and where can people catch this one if they want to see Neptune Frost as part of the film festival? Of course, the film festival is a little bit condensed this year, so you don't want to blink and miss it. You've got to get those dates in your calendar now.
Yeah,
so
exactly. So Neptune Frost plays at the Hollywood Theatre in Avondale, which I think will be a really great location for this film. It will be good to see with an audience, and particularly as those kind of musical numbers, and as we hear in the background, what we're hearing in the background actually, like these are the minors from the start of the film. So this is a track that's kind of built, the percussion's built out of their picks, out of their shovels, and then for some reason they also have some drums. But
very cool.
You know, it's a drumming mine, I guess. but you can catch this on Monday, August 1st at 8:30 p.m. at Hollywood Avondale, and again on Tuesday at 8:45 p.m. at ASB Waterfront Theatre.
Amazing.
But check those details at nziff.co.nz.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Steve Newell, for bringing us Neptune Frost this morning. Happy movie watching. This definitely sets the scene. This is from the Saul Williams album, which accompanies the film, or is the soundtrack of the film, because it is a musical. We've been talking about Neptune Frost at the NZIFF. If you're trying to grab tickets, this song is called Abba Babono, and you're on BFM.
Go ahead, make my film.
You're listening to B Movies.